Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other podcast platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you have hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option that you select one time for convenience. We even have a subscribe page on the website that tells you not only where, but how you can subscribe. Again, though, there is no cost to do that. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, etc. on those platforms. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There is a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Also, please help me spread the word about the show. I would appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you, and do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, we are still in the Christmas season, but Christmas Day itself, of course, was last week. A lot of people might even still be in that kind of post-holiday funk. It feels like you've hit the bottom dip in the roller coaster ride. It's not unlike in baseball when you hear about the dog days of summer, a long 162-game MLB season, where those games in, say, June are just kind of a blur in the sense of yawn. These are all the same, kind of running together. We need to challenge ourselves spiritually not to put our faith on cruise control and think, I'll get excited and more into it when there's another holiday that really means something. On the contrary, just like an athlete has to go out there and prove themselves every day on the field or the court or the ice, we have to seize each day and recognize the opportunity to go out and score more victories for the kingdom by glorifying God in our work life, our sports life, our family life, and yes, in our parish community, even when it's not a holiday. Remember, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 15, we are told, "Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Moving on now with episode 48, my guest is the director of Catholic Youth Ministry for the Diocese of Providence up in Rhode Island. She played softball, volleyball, and basketball, and in her current role is hands-on with the Catholic Athletic League, including the creation of cooperative parish teams, as we will hear about. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Louise Dussault.
Hi, Bruce. Good to be here with you.
Yes, Louise, or Deuce, as everyone calls you. Wow, not only are you a lifelong Catholic, but you made all your sacraments in the same parish you're currently in?
I did indeed. And in fact, my ancestors were very active in that parish. My own mother made all her sacraments, and her mother before her, and many of my grandmother's relatives also made their sacraments in St. James of Manville. Great parish.
And other than kindergarten, you went to Catholic schools your whole life. In fact, for college, you went to Providence College for your undergrad and then transferred to St. Scholastica in Duluth, Minnesota.
I did, Bruce. It was the only college at the time. I was still receiving mailings, and it was the only college at the time that had a youth ministry degree, as a bachelor's of arts in youth ministry. So I transferred out there from Providence all the way out to Duluth, Minnesota, to get my undergraduate degree. And then I came back to Providence College for my graduate degree.
So along the way, as I mentioned in the intro, you were quite active in sports. Just talk about those different activities as well as what got you interested in playing sports so much?
From being a child, my sister was a great basketball player, and so as a very 11-year age difference between us, but as a young child, I remember watching her play, and I remember we'd go in the parish tennis court, which was in the back of our home, and we'd play basketball there, and so I started at a very young age. My dad taught me how to play catch, and we'd play frisbee and badminton. Every Sunday afternoon, my dad would be out there, so we'd do athletic things, so being athletic was part of my nature, and I always liked being part of a team, so it was always team sports that attracted me.
Other siblings in the family, or was it just you and your sister?
No, my older sister, and then I have two older brothers. So there was a distance between me and my next oldest brother, 7 years, then 9 years, then 11 years. So a little bit of distance there, but my brothers weren't as much into athletics as my sister and I.
And you got to love that, because unfortunately, even though we're about year 2020, there's still people out there that are waiting for the story to be that the brothers were the ones that played sports. And I don't know what it's going to take before people finally realize and accept that women have been playing sports for years and years and years. But it's wonderful to hear, Deuce, all that you and your sister were doing at such a young age.
And frankly, it's kind of funny, too, that I've had some experience with co-ed sports in my life. A group of us in my middle age, we used to play co-ed basketball. And I have to tell you, we had a great deal of fun, which kind of funny for a contact sport like basketball. But it was a group of people that were friends and a couple of married couples. And so it was kind of funny. And we all had been involved in CYO in our youth. And actually, we were playing basketball at one of our youth centers. So it was kind of a neat experience.
Wonderful. Well, you're a very strong advocate for what this Catholic Sports Radio ministry is all about, meaning you are very much in favor of the intersection of our faith life and our sports life. When did you first start to see that the two could go hand in hand?
Well, actually, Bruce, they always went hand in hand for me, because I began playing organized sports through my parish. We had parish adults that were very much involved in what was back then CYO, and had to be part of the CYO in order to play sports, and in order to play, I became involved, and then it just grew from there. Matter of fact, my first leadership position was as the athletic coordinator for my parish at St. James, so that we would have an athletic event that was part of the program. But those coaches were incredible witnesses to me of faith. They were all active Catholics. They all were at church on Sundays back then, and so they were important witnesses. And even how they modeled how you not only won, but how you lost, and how you treated your opponents. And what was really neat is that the opponents were from other parishes, and you would see them at other events and activities. So as much as they were your opponents on the basketball court or on the softball field, they were your friends that you either went to school with or you saw at youth center events. So it was kind of neat, because it was kind of understanding that though you always strove to be a better athlete, and you certainly wanted to win the game, the same token, you didn't do it at the detriment of your opponent.
Well, and that's great testimony, too, because when I asked you that question, I thought you were going to say, and listeners, if you didn't catch it, her degree is in youth ministry. So I thought you were going to say, well, once I got my degree and started working, I realized that sports and faith can go together. So from a very young age, it wasn't a case of, this is where I went to play basketball. It's no, I got it. I understood that this was my faith and my sports life being synonymous with one another. So it's so encouraging, because this segues nicely into, I mentioned in the intro, Deuce, talk about these cooperative parish teams that y'all have started in the Diocese of Providence, including why this concept got launched.
The cooperative teams are where a couple of parishes from what we call a deanery area gather together and offer like one team in a particular division in the league. And the reason that came up is that we've seen a decline in the number of particularly adolescent teams. So when I was a young person, I was in high school, high school age, playing basketball. We've seen a tremendous decline in those, in fact, very, very few, as well as in even some of our middle school age teams. And so what happened is that we had a series of meetings with pastors and parish representatives, and a committee investigated. And so we modeled the co-ops just like the co-ops that are in public school leagues. Basically, we're a combined group with a host. We have a host parish will join and form a team. And so that way it gives the opportunity for all the young people to choose to be part of that team from those parishes. And the pastors are on board. They have to sign a documentation. And I think the reason for that is because I think it's horrifying to me that our young people aren't given opportunities to play on a Catholic sports team. And I know what it meant to me in my formation as a person and as an athlete, and I just I would be horrified if we're not providing those opportunities. So this was an attempt for us to address the reality that the numbers are declining in our parishes. We used to be a state that was 65% Catholic, and now those numbers are probably half of that if we want to be realistic. So we're addressing those concerns by trying to, you know, not bypass having some structure and some rules, because we really believe that it's important to have rules in place so that you don't want to form another recreation league or another traveling teams or any of that kind of thing. We really want it to be parish-based. But knowing the reality of our parishes right now, even parishes that are actually joining up for other services. So as you know, like every other, you know, diocese in the country, there's the combining of parishes, and we're a very, very small state. And so we literally have parishes that are literally sharing a parking lot. We have a parish that shares a parking lot. So there are a lot of parishes in a very small area. So the kids go to the same high schools. And so it's a natural part that they could play together in a way that still gives them follow through. Part of our fear is that we want to make sure that there's follow through to these young people. As I was sharing with you before about the witnesses in my life, that those adults who model being good Catholics in their marriages and their families and their work lives, I think we need to make sure that our young people who are playing sports aren't just playing sports and not being exposed to people that are handing on the faith.
Exactly.
So that's our concern.
Nice, nice. Nicely said. Listeners, Deuce is even going to tell us about a camp that her diocese runs, and I'm going to put her on the spot a little bit in that regard, but I want to mention first that whether you work or volunteer for a diocese or your parish or some other ministry or organization that does events such as a sports night, a parish mission, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or something else where my Catholic Sports Radio ministry is a fit, I would be grateful for the opportunity to come in as a guest speaker for whatever the occasion is that you or others are planning. Do familiarize yourself with my faith walk and my sports background, both on episode 1 of this show, as well as on the website where it says Meet the Host in the About section. And then look for the 5-question Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker form on CatholicSportsRadio.net to start that conversation. And then also on CatholicSportsRadio.net, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just send an email to bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Otherwise, look for the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel inspired to include in your tithing. I would truly appreciate your support. Deuce, as I was starting to allude to, your diocese also has something called the Mother of Hope Camp. I love that on the website for it. It says that children of all backgrounds and religions are welcome. However, I see something on there called the Challenge Course, which involves hiking and a ropes course. And I'm thinking of a parent who sends their son or daughter off to what they think is just that. And the kid comes back telling the parents all about what the priest was telling them. And the parent says, "My kid isn't Catholic. What's this I hear? Someone was talking to them about Jesus in church. I thought this was going to be a good physical fitness thing for my kid."
Well, Bruce, you're talking about two things here. We have the day camp, which is where children of all creeds and denominations are more than welcome. Though during that day camp week, we do have a weekly mass. Now, the kids are, you know, asked to attend, and we're very upfront with parents about that. But again, obviously, they don't go to communion, but they are part of the experience of the mass. But second of all, our challenge course, which though the day camp campers get to utilize the challenge course when they're at the developmental stage of doing that. We also offer challenge course events that parishes or even non-religious groups can use that's really focused on team building and values and growth as community. So obviously if it's a Catholic group that's coming, going to have a little bit of a different flavor based on the leadership there. And if it's a non-Catholic group, maybe more focused on the teamwork. But again, always with infused with Catholic values and gospel values. So I think, again, a young camper can certainly meet a priest during the week that they're there at the day camp. But again, that would be in the context of Mass or, you know, he could be doing a presentation for our counselors and training or something like that. So.
Yeah, I love that. And listeners, the reason that I posed the question that I did is because as much as we really love this concept of faith and sports combining, I'm not blind to the fact that it's not all sunshine and roses and everybody is not ready to embrace Christ the way that those of us who are on fire for the Lord are. And so I know that people like Deuce, unfortunately, are challenged because, let's face it, Satan sees how hard people like Deuce are working to spread the faith, and right away, there's going to be challenges. That means that people like her are going to be met with parents like those that I described who are going to say, wait a minute, I didn't know that this was what I was getting my son or daughter into. So in doing this show, I want to make sure that I'm being realistic and that I don't paint this picture that we're all doing this and we're never encountering any hurdles in our jobs, in our faith life, that type of thing. And so, Deuce, thank you for that explanation. I do wonder, this is kind of a chicken or egg type question. What is the mindset as far as faith and sports? Is it if we get kids to come to church and Catholic school, we can get them into sports and carry the life lessons over to there? Or is it if we get kids into sports, we can teach them lessons that will hopefully get them more interested in coming to church and strengthening their faith life?
Bruce, I think it's a both and. I think there are great opportunities. In fact, as you were talking, as a player, we had a young person who converted to the Catholic faith because she was part of the team, and because part of being the team was that, you know, we sharing faith stories, and she saw that there was a vibrancy of what we were experiencing being part of a Catholic parish. So, but I also think that one of the things that's an important element too is also the influence that Catholic sports can have on parents. We try really hard to work with the parents that come to our games and that are part of our teams to realize that, you know, it's important to let the kids play, and that as much as we're about encouraging the young people to be the best they could be out on that court or on the field, it's also important to let them be that. And it's important for parents to be cheering their young people along and cheering the other teams along as well. So those are really important things, and it is extremely challenging because sometimes it feels like there's more pressure on these kids than if they were in the NBA. So we really, really try hard to work with our coaches. I know you're very familiar with the Play Like a Champion today. We've been doing coaches certification for more than 40 years in our diocese. Every coach has to go through a program that integrates both good coaching principles and Catholic principles so that their role as a youth minister, as someone who's not just concerned about the athlete and their development as an athlete, but is also concerned that they become a better Catholic, a better Christian, is also infused with that. So that's a real, real important part of our program.
And I love the mention that you made of the student, the conversion story that you mentioned. But in getting back to the parents, and by all means, I understand that I am not asking you to name names. Conceptually, I'm just wondering, do you have success stories as far as seeing parents who were just dropping their kids off at sports or even dropping their kids off at church, and the parents weren't real active in their faith in their parish, and their son or daughter being in a Catholic Athletic League sports all of a sudden did bring the parents in?
Certainly, again, can't name names, but I certainly have had, we certainly have had that experience.
Beautiful.
And I think what happens is the minute that you're ministering to someone's child, so the parents come to watch the games, and then all of a sudden, well, maybe the coach asks them, well, could you help, or could you be here, you know, we're having a fundraiser for the team, or we're doing this. So I think getting parents connected to the community that surrounds the sports team sometimes really has an influence on making people feel welcome. I really believe that, you know, we saw Jesus' example of relating to people and meeting people where they were at before you're preaching the gospel at them in many ways. You know, you really need to make them part of a community and part of a place where they feel valued and welcomed and nurtured. And I think sports communities can do that by the nature of the fact that they're coming to bring their child, so they're going to stay for the game. I think those offer opportunities, and that's why athletics is a really good platform, because kids want to be involved in sports. They want to play on a team where their friends playing. And so parents want to see their kids involved. Now, some parents, unfortunately, have dreams of, you know, scholarships and, you know, major league careers. And I understand we all want great things for our kids. But at the same token, I think you have your parents that are open to the experience. And hopefully, you know, it's another place, I keep calling it a platform, where the gospel can be heard in very significant and down-to-earth ways. Of what do you do when someone throws an elbow at you? And I think those are important lessons. And I think it's important on the part of coaches as well. And what do you do when the kid loses their temper? It's important that the coach intervenes. And so those are key moments that part of the training of the coaches and part of the supervision of the coaches and the supervision between coaches in some ways. Because it's also, you know, we can't staff every, you know, we can have 60 gyms going on one weekend.
Wow.
In basketball. Yeah, so I mean, it's enormous. And so at the same token, part of it is also being as peers and as coaches with each other, saying, hey, you know, you might have wanted to consider doing this, or when I've been in this situation, this is what I've done.
Outstanding.
Well, we talk ideals, Bruce. Not everything's always ideal, and we certainly have had issues that we've fallen short, and we'll continue to fall short. But that's part of being human and growing in our faith, and the need for mercy and forgiveness too.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, we're all sinners, so unfortunately we mm-hmm. can have our Christian ideals, but we know that unfortunately we live in a broken world, and so we are going to fall, but it's the lessons that you learn there, and it is returning to our Catholic roots to find the right way back, whether it's from sin or whether it's from something in a sports game that you probably could have handled in a better way. Deuce, I wonder, where do you find time to administer all this? Because you also sing in the church choir, you still play softball, and I believe there's even a few other activities too.
Well, I have a great staff. Bruce, again, our athletic program is directed under Phil Ritchie, who's our administrator. And we have a great staff of people, and each division in the different sports has a coordinator on that. That's part of that particular division. So there's a lot of moving parts. And the coaches themselves, part of it is really about, I think it's embracing that we're not just about the sport. We're also about teaching values. And it's not just about, and that's why part of the co-op teams and the importance for parishes that sports do offer that platform and do offer that opportunity. Sometimes I hear parishes saying, oh, well, there's a lot of leagues in our area. We don't need to be doing that. You know, they're keeping the kids busy. Catholic sports are not about keeping the kids busy. They're about teaching values. And if we're not teaching values in the competitive arena, we're missing a huge place that we need to be modeling. We need to be in there, because it's very clear from Jesus' message that we need to be about people first. And that doesn't mean we don't strive to win. It doesn't mean we don't strive to grow in our skills and our athleticism. But it's also about that we keep it in the context, that we don't win at the cost of another person. And that we don't have to damage someone in order to play our best.
Wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. I get a strong sense, Deuce, that you are one of the people whose picture is on the poster for find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Well, I hope that's the case, Bruce. I hope that's the case. And I hope I can make a difference in what's been made a difference to me. I'm really just giving back to all the people that gave to me, that were there for me as a young person, and even now, the people that are there who continue to challenge me to say, how do you keep this in context of a relationship with the Lord? And is this still where the Lord's leading you? And I really have felt that the Lord has led me, and I've been really blessed in so many ways, from my parish, my family, my work world. And so part of that is about you need to give back, and you need to give, because that's really where it matters the most. You know, if we don't spend our life doing something that makes a difference. Well, like you, Bruce, I mean, what you're doing clearly is you have a passion and something you want to share with the world. And I think that's a really noble thing.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you, Deuce. We are out of time, but it's been great having you on the show. And thank you for all the work that you are doing for the Catholic Church, and God bless you as you continue and those that you're working with there in the diocese. And I'll say Happy New Year and hope to hear from you again.
Thanks, Bruce.
Listeners, we're going to close this time with one that we haven't done in a little bit. It's the prayer to Saint Sebastian, who is the patron saint of athletes. Let's do that together in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear commander at the Roman Emperor's court, you chose to be also a soldier of Christ and dared to spread faith in the King of Kings, for which you were condemned to die. Your body, however, proved athletically strong and the executing arrows extremely weak, so another means to kill you was chosen, and you gave your life to the Lord. May athletes be always as strong in their faith as their patron saint so clearly has been. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.